With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Speaking at a campaign rally in Byron Center, Michigan, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance said he disagrees with the way the Democrats subbed Vice President Harrison for President Biden after the president was pressured by Democrats to end his 2024 campaign last month.
It's a fake ticket that never earned a single Democrat primary vote. It's a fake platform that offers no specifics about how to do the people's businesses, and a fake promise to change the government, even though she's been in charge of that very government for almost 4 years.
Former President Trump spoke about his plans for the economy in Asheville, North Carolina. Also at SRNnews.com, Kamala Harris is mocked online for requiring campaign rallygoers to present ID upon entry, despite the Democrat presidential nominee opposing voter ID.
Ahead of Harris's rally alongside vice presidential running mate Governor Tim Walz in Arizona on Friday, her campaign sent out an email advising that only confirmed RSVPs would be admitted. This email said that those on the RSVP list must present a matching government-issued photo ID in order to be admitted to the venue. While on the campaign trail as President Joe Biden's running mate, Harris maligned, quote, suppressive voter ID laws, racial gerrymandering, voter roll purges, precinct closures, and reduced early voting days, contending that those measures had been, quote, laser-targeted toward communities of color. Bernie Bennett reporting.
10-month-old war began. President of Columbia University resigning amid complaints about pro-Hamas protest on campus. On-campus protests marked her tenure, as did accusations that she was essentially permitting anti-Semitism. Dr. Katrina Armstrong, the dean of Columbia's medical school, will take over as interim president. This is SRN News. Someone is burning churches in southern Ohio.
May 10th, Flag Springs Methodist Church. July 6th, Rehoboth Church in Waterloo. August 6th, Fox Fairview Church in Patriot, all put to the torch. Cocaine Enterprise Baptist Church in nearby Oak Hill was burned nearly 2 years ago, and residents of the region are on edge. Investigators say it's clearly arson, and one person or one group is likely responsible. Meanwhile, attacks on churches across the country are up 430 plus in 2023, double the number the year before. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Crews have torn down a Texas church where a gunman killed more than two dozen worshipers in 2017. The crews used heavy machinery to raise the small building in Sutherland Springs, even after some families sought to preserve the scene of that shooting. A judge last month cleared the way for the sanctuary of the First Baptist Church to be torn down. This is SRN News. Talks aimed at securing a ceasefire in Sudan are underway in Geneva, despite the refusal of the Sudanese army to take part.
The government has given a variety of reasons, one being the talks in Jeddah talked about the need for protection of civilians, for them to be allowed safely to leave conflict zones and so on. And the government says that needs to be in place before we attend ceasefire talks. There's a bit of a chicken and egg argument going on there. The other is that the government has objected to the presence of the United Arab Emirates as observers in these talks, along with Egypt, the UN, the African Union.
The National Hurricane Center says storm system Ernesto is now a Category 1 hurricane. Ernesto currently packing maximum sustained winds of 75 miles an hour. The storm is not expected to hit the U.S. mainland. More details at SRNnews.com.